Gosh gave us so much material to bring directly into practice. So I invite you to find a posture that feels well supported by the seat you are in. I find it helpful to shift to the edge of my chair so that I can be right on my sits bones and my feet flat on the ground. You're welcome to close your eyes or just let your gaze be soft. Enabling you to turn inward. Find a place for your hands to rest with ease. And let's bring some sweet attention to the home of this body. To feel the beautiful architecture of the skeleton. Long spine. The curve of the ribs. As the structure of this home. Notice any places of grip or tension. With some breath, even just the kiss of awareness, you can bring some softness there. Let's invite three deep, full breaths. And you're welcome to sigh on the exhale, release and letting go. Yawns are warmly welcome. Then the breathing can return to its natural flow. Bring awareness to the back of your body, which I find helps allow for more spaciousness. Noticing the back of the pelvis, the back of the ribs, back of the neck, back of the head. Feeling into the spaciousness of this embodied home. For our meditation practice, we'll engage with Maya Angelou's beautiful directive. Going inside ourselves and finding home. Merle Feld's beautiful world words, that place where we are seen in all our loveliness, in all our fragile strength, safe, safe in our trembling vulnerability, known and safe, safe and known. Is there a particular place in your body that where you feel a sense of home in this moment? Home. You may wish to rest a hand there for a few moments. Let the warmth and weight of your hand affirm home. Let this place be the anchor for your attention. Your mind resting right here. Mind dwelling in this spacious, stable, easeful home. Safe, known. That's our practice, to dwell here, to feel and sense this homecoming. And when you notice that the mind has wandered, let that beautiful moment of noticing be like kissing the mezuzah at the threshold of home. But right there, a loving, non-judgmental, beautiful kiss that already brings you back. What beautiful reminder that when our minds get drawn and distracted by sounds, there's the kiss of the mezuzah. We get to come home again. In these last few moments of our practice, let's all imagine ourselves at the threshold, touching, kissing the mezuzah, taking the intention of the Shema that's scrolled within it, that on the threshold between home and outside is the call to love the one and oneness with all that you are and all that you have. Carry that within you when you go out and when you come back home. When you lie down, when you rise up. Welcome home.